reeling reaction to the latest presidential tweets. The governor of New Jersey sunbathes at the beach, closed to the public.
If they sent me a budget today, the shutdown would be over.
And an arrest in a deadly case of road rage.
A savage, senseless, and brutal act.
Good morning, I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump's Twitter war goes where no president has gone before. Live to CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
A video tweeted by the president yesterday morning has him pummeling a man with the CNN logo superimposed over his head. It's an adulterated version of a decade-old WrestleMania clip that was reportedly created by a man who has also posted anti-Muslim rantings online. President Trump at the Kennedy Center on Saturday night.
The fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let them.
The episode prompted condemnation from journalist groups who warn the president is inciting violence. CNN issued a statement saying the president's involved in juvenile behavior far below the dignity of his office. Jim?
Street demonstrations, dozens of them around the country this weekend, calling for the impeachment of the president.
No man, no wall. The Trump regime has got to fall.
That's in Chicago. Here's L.A., where a Trump supporter engages demonstrators.
If the Democrats don't like that Trump got elected, oh, well, get over it. The election is over with. Suck it up.
No budget. No beaches. Not in New Jersey. CBS News correspondent Tony Dokopil is there.
Instead of relaxing at Liberty State Park or Island Beach, residents of New Jersey are protesting because those parks and more than 50 other state recreation areas are closed.
I'm pissed off. It's a holiday weekend. What about all the kids that had birthday parties and paid to rent to have a barbecue here? It's not fair.
46 states needed to pass a budget by July 1st. 9 failed, putting state services at risk. Maine and New Jersey began partial shutdowns over the weekend.
Governor Chris Christie seen sunbathing on an empty New Jersey beach. He continues to stay at the governor's residence in a state park with his family.
That's where my family is sleeping, so that's where I'll sleep tonight. When I have a choice between sleeping with my family or sleeping alone, I generally like to sleep where my family is.
9 states have failed to meet budget deadlines July 1st. Partial shutdowns in New Jersey and Maine. Healthcare reform. Is there a path to passage? Here's CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent John Dickerson.
The more you give to moderates, the more you lose conservatives, and vice versa. This has been the bedevilment of healthcare reform for Republicans in both the House and the Senate. I'm not sure how they get to yes. I think the best possible way would be Mitch McConnell using his considerable talents, but he's got a very, very tiny margin there. He can only lose 2 Republican votes, and 6 have already said they're not for it.
President Trump making calls to wavering senators, insisting that lawmakers are getting close to passing a bill that repeals and replaces Obamacare. The repeal-only option that he called for if Republicans can't reach agreement, largely dismissed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Horrific tour bus crash in southern Germany. Up to 18 people are feared dead, many still missing. The bus bursting into flames following a collision with a trailer truck there. U.S. warship passing very close to a disputed island in the South China Sea, and China doesn't like it. Reporter Brian Kopczynski in Beijing.
The foreign ministry expressed that this was a serious political and military provocation and that it violated China's sovereignty and threatened China's security.
The U.S. Navy says it will sail in disputed waters as a symbol of freedom of navigation. Road rage. An arrest in the Pennsylvania case that shocked the country. CBS News correspondent DeMarco Morgan.
Police have charged 28-year-old David Desper of Traynor, Pennsylvania, with first and third degree murder charges.
This is the story of a savage and senseless murder.
Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan said Desper allegedly shot 18-year-old Bianca Roberson in the left side of her head, killing her instantly. Witnesses say the two were jockeying for a position in a lane on Route 100 shortly before Roberson's car careened off the road.
Because somebody didn't want to give way. Somebody didn't want her to merge into a lane of traffic.
Abduction 101. The sexual fetish website linked to the suspect in the kidnapping of a Chinese scholar at the University of Illinois. Today, first appearance in court for Brent Christensen. He earned a master's degree in physics from the school this year, charged in the abduction of Yingying Zhang, who investigators believe to be dead. In Paris, a threat to kill French President Macron during the July 14th Bastille Day parade. It lands a 23-year-old man in jail. He is thought to be a far-right nationalist. Strawberries and cream and tight security. Live now to CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Wimbledon is underway. Venus Williams facing Belgium's Elise Mertens this hour, and UK favorite Andy Murray facing Kazakhstan's Alexander Bublik. Wimbledon visitors facing heightened security with concrete barriers and steel fencing in place and armed police on patrol. Officials taking no chances after two terror attacks here in London in 3 months. That didn't stop some 7,000 dedicated fans waiting on the ticket line. Some began camping out Saturday morning. Jim?
Mosul, Iraq. Suicide bomber in a woman's all-covering robe striking inside a camp for displaced people, killing at least 14. A couple of SpaceX stories this morning. The SpaceX Dragon cargo craft released from the International Space Station, a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean today, with over 4,000 pounds of cargo and experimental samples. The SpaceX Falcon not faring so well. Seconds away from liftoff, here's SpaceX engineer John Innsbrucker.
This is a computer abort that happened at T-minus 10 seconds, where we're looking at the status of the guidance system and the flight hardware that supports it. It appears that something was out of limits. The computers stopped the countdown before we got into the engine ignition sequence.
Derailed.
I thought we'd hit boulders or something, because it was all of a sudden a jerk, and then a big, giant stop.
Some minor injuries aboard that Amtrak Cascades train going off the rails south of Seattle. Plane crash in northern Wisconsin over the weekend. Two of the six people killed worked at Tioga Elementary School in Bensonville, Illinois. Student Alexa Calderon.
I was tearing up because it was impossible to believe that one of my favorite teachers had been gone, and it seemed like a nightmare, and I wished it was a nightmare, but it wasn't.
On a runway at Denver International, a plane on fire shortly after landing. 59 passengers on the flight from Aspen safely evacuated. One of the best quarterbacks to play the game opening up about concussion. Tom Brady talking to ESPN, neither confirming nor denying his wife's comments that he has suffered concussions. American Revolution spoiler alert, the Declaration of Independence was really signed on the 2nd of July, and a certain seamstress didn't really do what we think she did.
Ask any school kid and they'll say Betsy Ross, a Philadelphia seamstress, stitched together the first U.S. flag. It's a memorable tale with a great heroine, a plucky widow doing her part for the revolution.
And it would be wonderful if it were true, but it's a myth.
Mark Leibson authored the book Flag, an American biography.
America did not know the name Betsy Ross until 1870.
That's when her grandson made the claim on her behalf, but he offered no credible documentation. So why did the story catch on?
America was looking for heroic stories of our history in a time when the nation was binding up the wounds of the Civil War.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
That's the World News Roundup for Monday, July 3rd. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.